subdivision for phase one B and lot three one D.
It will be just a minute wide. There we go.
Okay, good.
All right, this is a final subdivision plan for phases one B through one D for the estuary. The planning commission granted preliminary approval for a revised phase one on May 22nd, 2014. The original phase one was approved on October 28th, 2010. The original subdivision was reviewed by planning commission on August 24th, 2006. The phases one B through one D proposed 257 lots. The total number of lots within phase one is 279. This is fewer than the revised phase one plan. Several lots were rearranged in location and size from the revised preliminary plan to the final plan. There are several additional smaller parcels of open space throughout the development. The road layout did not change. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map numbers are District 134, map 19, parcels 103, 104, 115, 116, 389, and 413. And staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
So you have the approvals from county engineering?
We received them this morning.
You got them.
Received DLDOT, 911, and county engineering this morning, and we have them.
Thank you, Ms. Cornwell. The gentleman, my motion, with that in mind, my motion for the estuary phases 1B-1D, 2005-64 is for approval as a final subdivision for those named phases 1B through 1D.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the estuary phases 1B through 1D final subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carry. Our next item is the resort at Massey's Landing, conditional use number 1963, final site plan.
Thank you. This is a final site plan for a 291-unit campground. The campground is comprised of 216 recreational vehicle sites, 70 park model sites, and 5 tent sites. There are also a number of amenities proposed as part of the park. They include a welcome center, crabbing and fishing piers, bathhouses, dog park, as well as other items. The use of the campground requires a conditional use. The conditional use, CU 1963, was approved on December 9, 2004. The final site plan complies with all of the conditions. The property is zoned MR. The tax map numbers are District 235, map 25, parcels 31.02 and 31.04, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
On this one, just to highlight something that was a condition on this particular one, I don't know if you all recall, at the commission level and at the county level, there was some discussion on the type of units that would be at the campsite, and actually condition 21 was the planning zoning commission shall determine the number of park models, RVs, travel trailers, and tent camps to be established on the site, and the number of transient sites should also be determined by the commission. So, and Ms. Cornwell referenced, I think, the RV sites, the 70 park model sites, and the 5 tent sites. I point that out just so that you are aware of that and are comfortable with those numbers, because that was a specific concern. We may have it preliminary. I think it did, yeah.
And I also note, Mr. Robertson, that the preliminary plan was approved for 322 units and it's been scaled back to 291.
Right.
So we have somewhere they lost 31 units and perhaps the restrictions that were placed on by the council that were not placed on by the commission itself.
Yeah. So. I don't have an issue with the number that is high like that.
You know, and percentage-wise, I know the park model units, being a frequent user of RV parks, the park models are becoming more and more popular as a part of the campgrounds. They seem to be pretty well booked, as well as pretty much units. So the number of park models that they're listing of 70 does not concern me. So that's less than 25%.
And regardless, one of the other conditions is that it has to be vacant and no RVs shall be stored in the campground during the period the campground's closed.
presentation for this campground, they were looking for more of the transient type of clientele, not the seasonal folks like some other campgrounds have advertised. So, gentlemen, anyone has concerns about the numbers? Okay. Mr. Chairman, concerning the resort at Massey's Landing final site plan for conditional use number 1963, my motion is for approval.
Second. Move and second to approve the resorts at Massey's Landing conditional use 1963 final site plan as defined. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is Solitudes on Whites Creek. This is 2005-59. Revised record plan.
Thank you. This application is for a revised preliminary record plan. The original subdivision was approved by the Planning Commission at their meeting on August 19, 2009. The original plan proposed 139 single-family lots. The revised plan is proposing 119 single-family lots. It's a reduction of 20 lots. There are no significant changes to the road layout. There is an increase in open space throughout the subdivisions. The sidewalks will be provided along both sides of the streets, and streetlights will be provided throughout the development. The property is located off Clubhouse Road and Main Street. The property is zoned MR. The final plan will come back before the Planning Commission upon receipt of agency approval letters, and the plan will expire at the end of the year unless it's recorded or substantially under construction.
Thank you, Mr. Cornwell. Unless there's any discussion, gentlemen, my motion is for approval. It's a revised preliminary record plan for Solitudes on White Creek 2005-59.
Second. So moved and seconded to approve Solitudes on White Creek 2005-59 revised record plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Can I ask a question on this just so we know what we're doing? So this was a revised record plan.
The revised final. Preliminary. I apologize. I used the term in record plan.
Okay.
It's a revised preliminary.
Okay.
So they do have to come back for a final.
Final. All right. So, but if they come back for final at the end of the year, then they'll be good.
As long as it's recorded by the end of the year, they will be good.
Okay. All those in favor?
Yeah. Just come on, because this is an issue. Not on this one, but just in general.
It's a. The plan is still valid as it is with the 139.
Do you have final the 139?
Yes, and it's recorded. What they want to do, they will be under substantial construction.
First week of November. Okay.
So we are seeking, though, to reduce. So we're looking to revise the final plan. That's what we're seeking.
Okay.
And we do have to go back and get all the agency approvals for such.
Right.
But I don't know if that's going to occur before January 1, but substantial construction is going to start.
How are you going to get all the approvals?
We have valid stormwater permit approvals. We most likely will have the DLDOT before very long here. So those two items are going to be under substantial construction. The center line of the roads hasn't... Excuse me? And that's in the process. We just got concept plan approval from Public Works, and now we're getting the collection system approval, but I can't say that'll be done before January 1. But as long as my understanding is if we start substantial construction on the valid portions of the plan, that the subdivision will remain valid with the exception of the revisions we're seeking. No, actually, the revisions are very mild. We're just reducing lots and changing the lot line. So all the stormwater is still valid. All the center lines of the roads are still valid. All the engineering of it needs to all be tweaked and revised is what we're seeking.
Okay. Just because when we said the thing was going to expire, and I saw on here that it was a revised preliminary, I didn't realize that it was a final.
Okay, we need a different motion than the one that's on the floor?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
This is more just having to do with the timing on the floor.
Okay. Well, then we'll call for the question. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is Independence Sub. 2004-43, revised record plan.
This is a revision to the independent subdivision. The revisions include the creation of a new stormwater management area and revisions to the road regarding drainage. The new stormwater management area will be located behind lots 306 through 313 off Patrick Henry Circle. The Planning Commission approved revisions for the relocation of lots on March 19, 2008. The original subdivision was approved September 28, 2006. Sidewalks along one side of the street and streetlights are still part of the subdivision, and all other conditions of approval are being complied with. And the staff is in receipt of approvals from the Sussex County Engineering and Sussex Conservation District.
So essentially, I think the difference that we're dealing with is stormwater management plan?
Correct.
The number of lots are still remaining the same. The layout is the same other than perhaps additional stormwater management plan.
Correct, and they're changing a little bit of the roads to address some drainage in that area where they're putting the new pond.
Okay, so these revisions are designed to address those drainage issues.
Correct.
In that area. I'd see someone did it ahead of time, too, after the fact. Mr. Chairman, concerning independence 2004-43, my motion is for approval of the revised record plan.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the revised record plan of independence subdivision 2004-43. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is land to Donald and Mary O'Shear on Smith Road. Minor subdivision, only 50 foot each.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of three parcels off a proposed 50-foot easement. The residual and lot one have access off Smith Road. Any further subdivisions shall require a major subdivision. The easement will be located over an existing entrance. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel number is District 230, Map 21, Parcel 15.03. The property is located on the west side of Smith Road, south of Amethyst Lane, and we are awaiting DLDOT approval.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we're finally talking about, again, a minor subdivision. So my motion was for approval of the minor subdivision with 50-foot easement on the lands of Donald and Mary O'Beer on Smith Road.
Second. The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision with 50-foot easement on the lands of Donald and Mary O'Beer on Smith Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Barry Dukes II on Dukes Lumber Road, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for the creation of one parcel off of a proposed 50-foot easement. The new lot will be 5 acres and the residual will be 7.82 acres. The easement will be located over an existing entrance. The property is zoned AR1 and B1. The tax parcel number is District 232, Map 8, Parcel 5.04. The property is located on the east side of Duke's Lumber Road, north of Sycamore Road, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT.
This is the same, as part of those acreages, the Barry Duke's section has a Board of Adjustment approval for a firing ring that was approved by the board several years ago. It's not real active, but it's, he is a partners in the operation that ring. And he wants the closure to protect everything from
it. It's for personal use. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the application of Barry Dukes II on Dukes Public Road for a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision with 50-foot easement on lands of Barry Dukes II and on Dukes Lumber Road. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Canaan Woods subdivision 2006-67, consideration of condition of approval.
This is for the consideration of condition D of the subdivision has been met. The Planning Commission granted preliminary approval of the subdivision at their meeting of July 14, 2009. As part of preliminary approval, condition D required that an agreement with Delmarva Power and Light Company be obtained for access to the property. In 2014, Delmarva Power noted objection to the proposed road and grading to be located within the easement. The attorney for the owner of the development believes that the existing easement established in 1974 that allows the landowner access to the existing dirt road would allow for the paving of said road and would not impact the easement. Their attorney is asking for a planning commission to consider that the condition D complete as there is an existing easement.
Going back over this one, when they originally applied, they did not own the area where the access road would be.
Right.
Somebody else did, and DP&L had their easement. They were going to try to get their access via DP&L's easement, and that was the need for the agreement with DP&L. Can we use your easement and kind of bootstrap ourselves into the entrance by relying on that easement for our access as well from DP&L? Since then, now they have acquired the land outright underneath the DP&L easement. So since they own the underlying land where they didn't before, they don't need to get DP&L's agreement to use their easement for the access. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense to me. I don't know why we're here. Why is it even here?
Well, because there was a condition that the preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant obtaining an agreement with DP&L for access to the property. My recommendation would be...
Here's that they got one 41 years ago, so it's already with me.
Well, actually, it didn't. The easement was there. They didn't own the land. Now they own the land.
They own the land. They own the land. They have the right to... Exactly. As long as they don't interfere with DP&L's easement, they can do whatever they want.
And there's rights in the DP&L easement that let them do certain things. My advice would be, if you're in agreement, is that the need for that agreement and that condition D is no longer
I would
there.
Agree with that.
Delete condition C.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Why is Telmore the power objective?
Chairman, my motion is that we have considered condition D as a condition of approval for Cane and Woods 2006-67, and that condition D is fully satisfied at this time under the existing 1974 right of way.
Question?
Yeah, a question. We could.
Let's
should
we delete it?
Yeah, because there's not the need for the leaving anymore. I believe. All right. Yeah.
And I meant my motion that it's not only considered fully satisfied, it's also deleted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to delete condition D from the conditions of approval for Cane and Woods subdivision 2006-67. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item is Stokely Materials, conditional use number 1656, expansion of conditional use and revised site plan.
This is a request to allow for an expansion of the existing conditional use without a public hearing. On May 2006, the Planning Commission recommended approval for the use of a grinding of vegetative material in mulch storage. On June 13th of 2006, the County Council approved the use. The applicant is requesting an expansion of the conditional use to allow for the potential construction of a 50-foot by 70-foot building. The proposed expansion is located within the existing area of the conditional use. This review may also consider a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of the 50-foot by 70-foot building if the Planning Commission determines that the proposed expansion of the conditional use is acceptable and does not require a public hearing. The tax parcel number is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 125.04. The property is zoned AR1 and is located off DuPont Boulevard, and staff is awaiting approvals from the reviewing agencies.
This is one of those where you just say that is it within the same use covered by the original approval?
Mr. Chairman, I'm very familiar with the property. I rode there again today, and my observation is it's not a significant change. I think it's within the means of the original project. It certainly would not have an impact on any of the neighboring properties, and it's probably a needed addition to their project they have on here. So having said that, Mr. Chairman, concerning Stokely Materials Commission Use 1656, my motion is for approval of the preliminary site plan.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the expansion of conditional use and revised site plan for Stokely Materials Conditional Use Number 1656. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Just clarification.
Sure.
In the record, then, when staff gets all the plan, the other agencies, do we need to come back?
I throw that just as soon as I close my mouth. And if I may amend that motion to state that the final site plan
approval will be subject to the staff receiving all the agency approvals.
Thank you.
Wait a second.
Second.
Okay, then. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, then. That completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back for our public hearings, change of zone, number 1785, Truett Homestead LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, in the spirit of moving things along, as I frequently do, I prepared a motion.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning change of zone number 1785 for Truett Homestead LLC, my motion is for the